Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoint section. President Trump offended millions of people around the world when it was reported by media outlets and a number of senators that he used a derogatory term for certain countries in the developing world. So what sort of impact could that have? The Arizona Republic published an editorial about that, and the paper's editorial director, Phil Boas, is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, how seriously should the president's language be taken?
Well, CNN's Don Lemon started one of his programs afterwards announcing that the president of the United States is a racist. And my response was, oh, really? You just figured that out. I mean, I think there was a lot of evidence before the election. I mean, he had spelled it out. And beginning with how minorities were treated at his own campaign rallies and where there was a protester, black protester in 2015, late in the year, stood up in a rally and his supporters went and started beating up the guy, had their hands around his neck, and Trump said, get him the hell out of here. And he said so many things during the campaign about Latinos and immigrants and things like that that were right on the edge of what Paul Ryan called it, you know, the textbook definition of racism. So this is baked in and we know about it. It won't take long for him to do something to make us forget about it. How soon have we forgotten Charlottesville, you know? Forgot that that happened because we have this now. It's just one thing after another.
Knowing that about him and knowing that he says things and the fact that he's president, it takes on obviously much, much higher importance on it. But ultimately, does it matter that he said this word in this meeting?
Oh, it matters. Okay. It matters because it's a reflection of this country. And, you know, millions of people elected this man, and this is how he views the third world. And it's how he views people of color. It tells you a lot. But I think we were so wrong about Donald Trump. We didn't understand him during the election that I think the media needs to be, and I've said this over and over, needs to be a little bit humble about what it's seeing right now. Sometimes new things happen, and they're so new that we're judging them by old context and are not really appreciating and understanding what exactly is happening. And I think the way to understand Donald Trump is to see him as a symptom and not the problem. He is a symptom of our politics. And all you have to do is look at the politics of the last decade and how toxic they became. And he is really a mirror to our own souls. And I'm not just talking conservatives, I'm talking liberals as well. The left is as toxic in their politics as the right is. And we have a problem in America, and it's selfishness. And I've discussed that with you as well.
So when we think about the people that politically should respond to him, we saw such a difference, again, talk about the toxicity of politics. You had Jeff Flake, who people have criticized for still voting with the president, but who came out and said that he heard from people right after this meeting, and he absolutely believes that the president said it. You had a Democrat, Dick Durbin, say, yes, he said it. But then you had two more conservative Republicans who, I guess, decided that they if the president did say this and they say he said it, then somehow they can't agree with him on other things.
Well, I think that's part of the denial that has been consort to this president. When there are so many lies coming out of the White House, one after another, and it's clear that consistency and truth are not a value of this president, it's not something important to him. Very few people are going to believe you when you then deny that you said something that, you know, has been, it was basically confirmed by a United States senator. So it's been out there. They could have knocked it down more forcefully if he hadn't said it, and they haven't been able to. He said it, he owns it, and, you know, the country has to deal with it. It's a problem.
Considering the broader worries societally, do we rely on members of the Senate, members of Congress to come down on him? Or is there a circuitous route they should be taking? Rather than directly go after him, they should try to figure something else out.
I think the good news of the Trump administration is that the institutions have held up. You know, he hasn't been able to cow the courts. He hasn't been able to cow Congress. He really hasn't gotten a lot done with Congress. And so he's not able to roll people. There was a lot of fear before Trump got in that he had these authoritarian impulses, and he hasn't been able to master enough control of the system in order to act in an authoritarian way. He doesn't have the power to do it, and the institutions have held firm. The press is stronger than ever. The media is appreciated in ways it hasn't been for many, many years. We have people telling us, boy, now I understand why we have a free press.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.